Margie Reader here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. And today I'm going to be talking to you about the 5 steps that you can take to manifest absolutely anything. Now, we know since The Secret, the movie The Secret, and the subject of the law of attraction has been a very, very hot topic for about the last 10 years. There's courses on it, there's thousands of books on it, there's lots of teachers out there about it, and it's a terrific topic, but people still aren't getting it. So I've studied this subject so much, and there are 5 specific things that if you do these things, you will be able to manifest absolutely everything. Now, these things are simple, but they're not necessarily easy. They take practice because the human mind likes to complicate everything and catastrophize about stuff. So they are simple and they will become easier the more you practice them. When you start to live your life by these and they start to become a way of life, everything will start to change for you. So let's get into the 5 steps. The first step is to know what you want and focus intently on it. So in speaking to thousands of people, I know that most people know what they don't want. They can tell me in great detail what they don't want. They can't necessarily tell me in that specific detail what they do want. And this is a critical distinction. You must know what you want and then focus on it. We get what we focus on. So if you're focusing on what you don't want, on the things that are going wrong in your life, then you're going to see more of those things showing up. The more of what you don't want, the more of what's going wrong. When you start to shift your focus and you focus on what you truly want, evidence starts showing up that guides you toward what you truly want, and you will get more of what you focus on, more of what you want. So know in specific detail what you want and focus on that. It's not about ignoring your problems, but it's about spending the majority of your time, because there's a saying, you get what you focus on most of the time. So of course, we have challenges and things come up that we need to attend to, but don't let that be the majority of your focus. Okay, step number 2, trust and know that what you want is on its way. So this is having a level of faith and knowing that when you put a desire out there, it's coming to you. Most of us have stinking thinking, which is, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve it, with my luck it'll never show up, with the state of the economy I can't have what I want, if I have more everybody else has less. So there's all these negative rhetoric that goes on in the subconscious that says that I can't have what I want. So as long as you have those thoughts, either consciously or subconsciously, then what you want is never going to be able to show up. And as well as that, we tend to have a thing that when it's not showing up the way we think it should show up, the way we want it to show up, we actually become like petulant 2-year-olds, stamping our feet and going, why isn't it here yet? I need it now. Why isn't it working? Well, the more you're focusing on that, the more it's never going to work. This is resistance. Do you feel when you think those thoughts consciously, just focus on them right now, do you feel the resistance? Whereas when you go, I know what I want is on its way. Do you see how even the body language, why isn't it here yet? The contraction and the resistance. I know what I want is on its way. It's an opening. It's an expansion. It's a faith and a trust. And you start to look for evidence that what you want is on its way. It is magical how this happens. The more you're looking for it, the more it will show up. The more you will see opportunities guiding you toward what you want. And this is where step number 3 comes in is having gratitude. So gratitude for where you're at right now. We hear so much about how powerful gratitude is, and that's because it is powerful. Again, you get what you focus on. So if you're in a space of, I don't like where I live because it's too dark, it's too cold, I don't have this, I don't have that, I want something better than this, I don't like where I'm at, then you're setting up resistance. If you start to look at your environment and look at what's right in your environment and appreciate that, it doesn't mean you can't want something better. Of course, we are creative beings. We all want to create a better future. But when you are actually saying what's wrong with what you've got, then you're not in a state of appreciation. And when you get in a state of appreciation, again, it's an expansion. Even if you're in a small little hovel right now, have a look at what's great about where you're at. At least you're better off than somebody who's in the street out in the bitter wind and the cold snow or the rain or whatever might be happening out there. So even if you're driving a bummy old car, at least you have a car to get you from A to B. So there's always positives. No matter where you're at, there is always something to appreciate. And the more you appreciate, and appreciation appreciates. So the more you're in that space of heartfelt gratitude, notice the difference, heartfelt gratitude. It's no good sitting there, I really like the fact that I'm living in a house, but I really hate it, but it's not what I want. If there's that kick in the background, that negative tail ender, we call it, then it's not actually heartfelt gratitude. Heartfelt gratitude is moving into that place of expansion and feeling real gratitude. And it may take practice. It may be hard for you where you're at right now. And this is why I love practices like emotional freedom techniques, sound healing, things that help you to move, drop into your heart and release the resistance. It's just the stories that are causing you to have resistance in your life to what you want. So the fourth thing that that you want to do is to take inspired action. This, you know, the hidden in plain sight in the law of attraction is the word action. If you want different results, then you're going to have to take different action to the action that you have taken previously. The reason you're at where you're at right now is because of the thoughts that you've been thinking and the actions that you've taken yesterday and the day before and the day before that and the day before that and so on and so forth. So if you want different results, you're going to have to take different action. And when you do the other three steps that I've mentioned, you will notice opportunities turning up and you will be guided to where you want to go. As long as you're in that space of, I know that what I want is on its way, and you stop resisting and you stop and you're looking for evidence, you will see opportunities that will guide you toward where you want to go. And then it's up to you to take action on those opportunities that are turning up. Critical, critical point. And the fifth thing, the final step, is to allow. Relax and allow. Esther Hicks, who channels the group of beings called Abraham, wrote a book called The Art of Allowing. And this is simply to move into that space. It's another space of trust and just allowing the universe to do the heavy lifting. Yes, there will be challenges, but you know what? Those challenges are steps to you achieving what you want and to having what you want in your life. Everything that comes to you, and you appreciate everything that's coming to you, whether it be a challenge, whether you see it, you just see it as a gift. See it as all as a gift and allow the process to unfold. You do not know how it's going to happen. You have no idea how it's going to come to you. Stop dictating to the universe how you want everything to show up and allow the process to unfold. Have faith, relax, and allow. Now, when you get into that place and you're in that place, it's a place of joy and trust, and you drop the fears, the doubts, the negative belief systems, the frustration, you drop all of that. You just allow. And you stay curious. You stay really curious as to, man, this is happening and it doesn't seem like it's taking me in the right place, but I wonder how this is a part of me getting to where I want to be and having what I want to have. So they're the five steps. And when you start to implement them, what I encourage you to do is set yourself up from the beginning of your day, set yourself up to live your day like this. Review these steps in the morning. Go through your gratitude practices and set yourself up from living from this place of expansion and allowing where magic and miracles can unfold. So that's it from me, from Pitbull. If you've really enjoyed these five steps and you haven't joined the Pitbull community yet, then head on over to pitbullmindset.com. Register your details on that page there and become a part of the community where I share loads of tools, information, techniques, and strategies to help you to really achieve everything your heart desires, because you were born an abundant, deserving being and you are here to create amazing things on this planet and live life on fire. Have an exceptional day. I look forward to seeing you in the community and in another video very soon. Bye for now.
Thank you.